Ireland may ask other EU countries to share their vaccines is the lead for the Irish Times this morning, amid concern about the reliability of delivery commitments from manufacturer AstraZeneca in the coming months. The paper says that Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has asked the Vaccine Task Force to examine what legitimate avenues may be used, following reports of large numbers of the AstraZeneca vaccine going unused in Germany, Italy and France. The story of the health alerts raised by the HSE and the Institute of Obstetricians yesterday in connection to four stillbirths among women with COVID-19 is on the cover of all the broadsheets this morning. Speaking yesterday, Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn said the reports should be interpreted with caution as the coroners had not yet concluded their findings. It's the lead story for the Irish Examiner, which details how pregnant women are being advised to maintain normal safety practices in relation to COVID and to contact their GP if they have any specific concerns. The Irish Independent leads on the story this morning that the first lawsuits in what's expected to be a raft of claims against the state have been initiated in the wake of the Mother and Baby Homes report. Shane Phelan writes that three women who were sent to give birth in such homes lodged damages claims in the High Court yesterday, alleging they were failed by the state. Four further claims are expected to be initiated today. The Irish News follows up on its lead story from yesterday, reporting that the letter from loyalists withdrawing support for the Good Friday Agreement was timed to appease hardline factions who threatened to target politicians seen to be supportive of the Northern Ireland Protocol. The devastating impact of COVID-19 on Ireland's religious orders is laid bare on page 2 of the Irish Times. Ronan McGreevy spoke to Provincial Father Martin Kelly of the Spiritans. They're also known as the Holy Ghost Fathers, and they appear to be the worst impacted order, according to the paper. For the first week in February, there was a funeral every day in their church in Kimmage Manor in Dublin. It was overwhelming, one after the other, Father Kelly said. We thought we would all be wiped out. The Irish Daily Star has Conor McGregor on its front page in a picture which we're told shows him purchasing a bottle of his own brand of whisky from a gala shop in Strafford, County Kildare, while failing to wear a mask inside the shop. McGregor's masking for trouble is the page one headline for the Irish Daily Mirror, which says that fans slam the fighter as he breaks rules while buying his own whisky. There's plenty of coverage of the increasingly embittered row between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle and the royal family, as tensions between the couple and the so-called firm rise ahead of the broadcast of their interview with Oprah Winfrey. The Star flags its two-page spread on the story with a photo of Meghan Markle on the front page, above the caption, "The royals have been lying about us," while the Irish Daily Mail writes that Ms. Markle accuses the royal family of perpetuating falsehoods in what the paper characterises as her TV onslaught. "Megsplit" is the caption on page 1 of the Irish Sun. And across pages 2 and 3 of The Independent, images that tell the story of the last year we have endured. Pictures which reveal, as the paper says, a journey from heartache to hope. In her poignant accompanying piece, which reflects on all we have been through, Nicola Anderson describes how a year after it started, we are seeing powerful images of older citizens delighted to receive the vaccine. She adds, "Hope is finally shining."